This American Life with Ira Glass, Saturday morning at 6 and Sunday morning at 10 on KUAF 91.3 FM. That Sunday edition of This American Life comes on right after Weekend Ozarks at Large, that you can hear this and every Sunday morning at 9 on KUAF. The 32nd annual Arkansas Governor's School is underway on the campus of Hendricks College in Conway. The director of the school, Lyle Rupert, says 400 high school students from around the state are attending free of charge thanks to money from the State Department of Education.
It's a program for gifted and talented students in Arkansas. They're all rising seniors, so this is the summer between their junior and senior years. And it's a chance where they get to have their critical learning skills, and thinking skills, their personal social development, all of those skills are enhanced. And then we bring in speakers, we have films. It's kind of an immersion process.
Lyle Rupert says the Arkansas Governor's School has always been a six-week program, but due to a budget cut, the school was reduced to 4 weeks in length beginning last year. He says that's the same length as most similar programs nationwide. At 6 weeks, the Arkansas Governor's School had been the longest such program in the country. New statistics from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development show a slight dip in Arkansas's homeless population. Jimmy Pritchett, the homeless services coordinator in Little Rock, says services initiatives in Pulaski, Lone Oak, Prairie, and Saline counties contributed to a reduction in the number of people living in transitional shelters.
We feel good because we think that the Homeless Prevention Rapid Rehousing Funds that were released 2 years ago to the city of Little Rock as well as the state, and that went to the four-county continuum, helped a lot of folks get back into rental housing. It also prevented a large number of people from becoming evicted.
According to HUD, the state's homeless population in 2010 was 2,762. That's about 3% lower than the previous year. Last year's figure is about 28% lower than the total homeless population in 2007. And a bipartisan group of congressmen is filing a lawsuit challenging the legality of American military action in Libya. The suit claims the president is violating the War Powers Act. The White House counters that it is complying with the law by providing frequent briefings to Congress. Arkansas's senior senator, Democrat Mark Pryor, says he's not sure about the legality of the Libyan mission, but says he believes Congress should closely examine the issue.
I've heard some legal experts say that the War Powers Act would not be implicated here because of the nature and some of the specifics of Libya, but I still think the American public has a right to know how long we'll be there and, you know, what the cost will be, what our expectations should be over the next few months, or hopefully not a few years.
In a letter to the president, House Speaker John Boehner says the War Powers Act requires approval by Congress or withdrawal of troops within 90 days of the start of military action. This Sunday is the 90th day since the president notified Congress that U.S. troops were helping enforce a no-fly zone over the North African nation. This is Ozarks at Large.